Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Amid the COVID crisis, we've seen a lot of pain, but we're also seeing a lot of good. Today, we're speaking with Jeff Nini of Convoy of Hope. You guys are doing a really good work, Convoy of Hope. Your goal is to get 10 million meals out to people.
That's right. Early in March, we set a goal of 10 million meals that we wanted to provide to people that have been affected by the coronavirus, whether that's by the disease itself or by the economic fallout from the disease, unemployment, things like that. But we wanted to really make a big statement and do our part in helping our country get back on its feet again. And so when we first decided we were going to do 10 million meals, the oh ye of little faith in me said, holy cow, that's a big step. I don't know if we can do that or not. But fortunately, we serve a big God, and he does big things.
Amen. And you already have the infrastructure in place. You're used to doing this.
That's true. We have 18 to 20 tractors and trailers that we are normally used to delivering food and supplies around the country and really around the world. We've operated now in 126 different countries. We feed 300,000 children every school day in about 16 different countries around the world right now. So the logistics side of it, we've got handled. It's coming up with all that food and being able to resource it so that we can distribute it. That's the big challenge.
Yeah, I know that food banks are crying out for help right now. And is that how you're teaming up, or how does this work?
Kind of a combination. The distribution side of it is really unique. I don't know of anyone else that does it like we do, but we partner primarily with local churches where we will go into a community, and we've learned this through the 25, 26 years that we've been operating now. Nobody knows a community better than the local church. So for us to come in and look at a community and think we know what to do, we don't. We don't know that community, but that local church does. Then they are distributing. Sometimes it's through food banks. Sometimes it's through a drive-through in their churches. I just saw a news report of a church in Dayton that took a lot of our product, and they've distributed it to 10 different churches in that community, all geographically different areas, so that they can really meet the needs of Dayton, Ohio. So it's being done differently, but it's being done in the way that's best for that community.
I love the church being the church. Now, when it comes to numbers, as far as the food requests, how do those numbers compare this year compared to last year and maybe even to last month?
Well, this year, the food requests are way up. As soon as we announced this 10 million meal initiative, we started getting requests. And now we've had over 500 requests from over 40 states. So that shows you the need that's out there. I just saw the unemployment numbers. The last one I saw was like 16 million people that have filed for unemployment now. So there is a big need out there, and we're just seeing that continue to increase.
Yeah, it's overwhelming. Now, when I hear meal, I get hungry. What kind of meals are we talking about, Jeff?
A lot of it depends on what kind of food we can get. You know, sometimes it might be a pasta meal, spaghetti and spaghetti sauce. Other times there'll be different types of vegetables included. It just really varies. There's a supply of snacks always that goes in with those. And it's hard to say because it's so dependent on the organizations that will donate food to us. And then now, because the need is so great, we're actually having to buy a lot of that food as well, which makes it more difficult. But fortunately, we have people that have gotten behind what we're doing, and they say, hey, we want to help. We figure we're able to do it for about a dollar a meal. But that's still, if you figure 10 million meals, that's $10 million. That's a lot to come up with.
Wow, it's a huge undertaking. I appreciate that you all are doing that and that you're working with the churches. Jeff, why do you take part in Convoy of Hope? Why is this important to you?
That's a great question. As we look around our environment, our world as we see it, we can choose to just look at nice things, or we can choose to just look at bad things, or we can choose to look at that broad spectrum. And I try to look at it from a broad spectrum approach. You can't help but see the need that is out there. And I truly believe that that's part of our calling from God, part of why he put us on this earth. The mission that he's given us is to help people in need. Our founder, Hal Donaldson, says it this way, just do the next kind thing in front of you. And I think if every single person, every one of your listeners today would just do the next kind thing in front of them, how much better would our world be? How much better would our community, our little slice of the world pie, how much better would it be if we would just do the next kind thing in front of us?
Wow, that sums it up so well.
I just read a story the other day about a nurse and the amount of hours that she was working to help people. It goes back to that do the next kind thing. People can be a part by going to the website, convoyofhope.org.
That's Jeff Nini with Convoy of Hope. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.